the goal of our instruction, mind, heart, and action. First, a quotation from Scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Okay, as a speaker, I know how important it is to identify your goals before you ever step in front of a crowd. A simple way to do this is to answer this question. What do you want people to think, thoughts, the mind, feel, their heart, and do, action and body, after your presentation? By addressing all three realms, mind, heart, and body, as a change agent, you make it easier for your audience to learn, grow, and change. Jesus' disciples were revolutionary change agents with specific goals in mind. Beyond eternal salvation, Paul tells us, they longed to see every believer change and demonstrate, 1, love from a pure heart, 2, a good conscience, and 3, sincere faith. The disciples were anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit and obedient to Jesus' instructions. They poured out their lives so sinners might believe and accept Christ as Lord and Savior and walk in faith or action and body. They focused on the believer's need to renew the mind and obey Jesus' commandment to walk in love with God and man, thoughts and mind. They taught that the Holy Spirit brought peace, joy, contentment, patience, and freedom from guilt and condemnation or heart. By addressing the needs of the whole man, thoughts, feelings, and actions, the gospel is alive 2,000 years after Jesus died on the cross. The gospel of grace is still saving souls and changing lives. Have you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior and allowed the gospel to change the way you think and feel and act? God sent Jesus to die for our sins, to redeem us and restore us to Him. Jesus, His disciples, and the Holy Spirit did their part by introducing God's divine plan for mankind. Salvation and heaven on earth wait for all who will by faith simply believe. I encourage you to decide today to do your part. Believe and accept Jesus as Lord. Allow the living Word, God's grace, and the Holy Spirit to change you. Then you can become a change agent and share what you've learned with others. Lives depend on it, and eternity is waiting. Father, thank you for the life-changing power of your living Word. Holy Spirit, teach me each day to renew my mind, walk in love at all times, be at peace, and boldly share your word and my testimony with others. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.